Visitors from certain U.S. states will have to quarantine for 2 weeks if they want to go to New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. Governors of the northeastern neighboring states made the announcement Wednesday in order to stop the spread of the novel coronavirus. The order applies to residents of Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, Texas, and Utah, all of which have reported a rising number of new cases in recent weeks. The tri-state quarantine mandate was issued the same day the United States reported more than 36,000 new COVID-19 infections. That's the highest one-day number of new cases since late April. The United States leads the world in both total number of infections and deaths, with more than 2.3 million cases and nearly 122,000 deaths as of early Thursday. That, according to data from Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center. Latin America has emerged as the world's newest epicenter for COVID-19, with the regional death toll surpassing 100,000, with more than half, 54,000, in Brazil. World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the number of coronavirus cases throughout the world could reach 10 million next week, a sharp increase from 9.3 million cases. Senegalese President Macky Sall will self-quarantine after coming in contact with someone who tested positive for COVID-19. The president's office issued a statement late Wednesday saying the move is a precaution on the advice of doctors, and the president did test negative for the virus. So far, Senegal has confirmed more than 6,100 coronavirus cases and 93 deaths. This is VOA News. Wall Street main indexes opened lower on Thursday following their worst day in 2 weeks. This as investors were unnerved by an alarming rise in new coronavirus cases and an elevated weekly jobless claims number. Global markets are mixed, with Asia beginning the day sustaining serious losses due to more pandemic-imposed gloom, though the situation was much better in Europe, with London, Paris, and Frankfurt up. The number of U.S. workers claiming unemployment compensation did decline last week. Nearly another 1.5 million laid-off U.S. workers filed for unemployment, the 14th straight week the figure had dipped. But the figure was down only slightly from just above 1.5 million each of the last 2 weeks, all unusually big figures for the world's largest economy. Thousands of U.S. businesses have reopened after the shutdowns mandated 3 months ago by the coronavirus pandemic, but many are still laying off workers. Japan's defense minister, Taro Kono, said on Thursday the country will not deploy the U.S.-made land-based Aegis Ashore missile defense system. It was intended to protect Japan from North Korean threats. The announcement comes 1 week after Kono said the deployment would be suspended due to the safety of civilians near the Mutsumi base in Yamaguchi. A discovery was made in the current design of the system that it could not be guaranteed rocket boosters from the missiles would not fall outside the base. Japan said fixing the system would require a total redesign of not only the software, but the hardware of the system, which would be too costly and time-consuming. At a Thursday news conference in Tokyo, Kono apologized for the inconvenience and said discussions would continue in Japan with the United States on how to best carry the efforts forward. Australia's largest airline plans to cut at least 6,000 jobs and keep 15,000 more workers on extended furloughs as it tries to survive the coronavirus pandemic. Qantas has announced a plan to reduce costs by billions of dollars and raise fresh capital. It will ground 100 planes for a year or more and immediately retire its six remaining Boeing 747 planes. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador on Thursday said his chief of staff, as well as the Mexican ministers for the economy and foreign affairs, will join him on his upcoming visit to Washington, D.C. to meet with President Donald Trump. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
Today, the voice of America. The